Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's a bit of a soupy day out there, to say the least. But we're going to make the best of it today, aren't we, Boomer?
Of course we are. Yeah,
we always do. You give us lemons, we make lemonade.
Right.
That's what people say.
We'll figure it out.
About you and I?
We will figure it
out.
Even
though we got people in charge of our day, we're not taking control, really.
Yeah, I don't like to be not in control, you know?
No, I know. I totally agree. I think you need to take a little more control here.
Okay. All right.
To be completely honest.
Okay.
The thing's getting a little out, you know. It's getting a little haywire right now.
A little haywire.
Our day's getting a little haywire.
We got plenty of time to figure it out, so.
Yeah. So I saw one of the guys who is a, you know, part of Nick's Twitter, if you will, and a guy does a Nick's podcast as well, a Bad Weather Fans. And he said that he thought the fact that there wasn't a roommates podcast, which is Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, since the elimination of the Knicks by the Pacers.
Now they don't want to talk.
Yeah, is interesting to him and says a lot about what's going on and how they may disagree with things or whatever. And then it just got me thinking, like, this is nobody has spoken. Nobody. There isn't a single answer from anybody. You got an Instagram post from Jalen Brunson. You got an Instagram post from Karl Anthony Towns. You got an X post from Josh Hart. Leon Rose hasn't said anything. James Dolan hasn't said anything. Not a single player on this team has come out with a microphone in front of their face and said anything. So it's ridiculous that these guys get away with this.
Yeah, they're all hiding right now. And I would say that it's more up to the management of the team to tell the fans who spend the amount of money that they do on
exactly.
the team.
Exactly.
And have the passion that they do, and the passion was seen on the streets after they beat the Celtics in 6, that you have to talk to that fan base in some way, shape, or form. Now, you can put out a PR statement, which they did, and the PR statement is just what your normal run-of-the-mill, we're all about championships. Well, you haven't won one in 50 years, or 52 years, whatever it is, but I mean, you can't hide behind that statement. I mean, you have to.
And they are.
And I just feel like they do owe their fan base I don't want to say like an explanation, just, I mean, at least something, because, you know, we're all kind of left out here hanging in the wind. And we all have opinions about all of this. And I would say most of our opinions support Tom Thibodeau. And we want to know why you decided to let him go after he has stabilized his franchise. And on top of that, gave him a $30 million contract extension that starts this year.
And if you don't talk about what happened prior to hiring the new coach, the new coach's press conference is going to be dominated by questions of why Tom Thibodeau is not here.
And
because
he's going to have to answer all those questions.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. And Leon Rose, whoever's there, is going to have to answer the questions about it. So that's why you got to get out in front of this thing. You got to talk about it. There just needs to be some sort of communication to this fan base that's so loyal. and was so happy with the team that was out there, you know, thousands of people on 7th Avenue. You know, the ratings of the Knicks throughout the postseason, so many people engaged. We talked about it, you know, how many guys called up, you know, reinvigorated as a Knicks fan, and then all of a sudden you fire the coach and you disappear.
It just feels like we're going down that road again.
Yeah, it feels like you're going backwards.
And by the way, a lot of this is going to be, once it finally shakes out with a coach and, you know, whether it be when the summer league starts or whatever, who is this coaching staff? And yeah. I think that will tell us a lot about what went on here. But I don't know, what player could have said something to James Dolan to make him realize, or what was the reoccurring theme that could have made James Dolan want to fire the coach?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there. Let's say I still am hoping that it wasn't James Dolan solely firing Tom Thibodeau. You're now kind of going to the other side of that, thinking that he might have. But there is a lot of stuff in that statement and the reporting that's pointing fingers everywhere but James Dolan, which to me could be a throw you off the scent type of thing. Like, oh, the players had meetings and James Dolan was in those meetings and listened to the players. And this was a Leon Rose decision. So, I mean, did the players say something, or are they just trying to put the blame on Leon Rose and the players when really it was Jim Dolan who doesn't want people to think that's what he did? I don't know. But the less you speak, the more that you leave it up to us to interpret all this stuff, we're going to be coming up with theories like this.
Well, if your thought is that at the age of 67, he's probably not going to get a job this year in this hiring cycle, then somebody had to be able to sign off on a $30 million contract extension that has to be paid even if the guy's not coaching for you.
Yeah.
Now, you could think that some other team would hire him as a coach and then that would offset whatever the Knicks owe him. But if the fact is that you don't believe that, like, the Charlotte Hornets or the New Orleans Pelicans or, I don't know, the Sacramento Kings or somebody like that are not hiring him, then they're on the hook for $30 million, and there's only one guy that can agree to that, and that is Jim Dolan.
Well, he's done that in the past so many times. I mean, Derek Fisher, David Fizdale, Jeff Hornacek, I mean, just to name a few.
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, Isaiah Thomas.
Bill Jackson.
A million of them. Yeah.
I think Larry Brown was the big one, though. If I remember, like, didn't he sign, like, a five-year deal with the Knicks for, like, $50
million? Let's see.
I remember some ungodly number.
It was a while ago now, so.
Yeah, 5 years estimated. To be worth between $50 and $60 million.
Yeah.
So it says Brown had $41 million and 4 years left on his contract when the Knicks fired him.
Man, they had to waste money, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not as if Jim Dolan is foreign to him.
Jim Dolan, I mean, this is not, that team seems to be, well, Larry didn't have nearly the success that Tom Thibodeau had here.
Yeah. So, Phil Jackson signed a five-year, $60 million contract to become the president of the Knicks.
So how much is Leon Rose making?
Jackson would receive the remaining $24 million over the next 2 years.
Yeah, because nobody's paying him. Nobody hired him.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much Leon Rose is making, but it's got to be a pretty penny. I mean, Tibbs obviously was making $10 million a year. I mean, think about all the money for guys not to do their job that we just mentioned. I mean, $30 million with Tibbs, $24 million with Phil Jackson.
Don't tell Jerry this.
Yeah, I know. And
these are coaches. These
41, are $41 million to Larry Brown.
See, that to me, that's the biggest one. Because Larry Brown didn't go back and coach again.
We got somebody write these numbers down. Now I need to know the total. $41 million, Larry Brown, right?
Yep.
$30 million, Tom Thibodeau. $24 million, Phil Jackson.
All right, 24.
41 and 30.
41, 30.
Yep. All right, so David Fizdale contract. Hold on. Let's see how much they had to pay him out. The Knicks will be on the hook for the remaining contract. 17.
17.
17 for Fizdale.
Got it.
Derek Fisher. This is pathetic. He signed a five-year, $25 million contract. And what do they have to pay? How long was he there? Was he there just a year?
I thought it was 2 years.
He didn't get hired by anybody else after that, right?
WNBA. But that had nothing to do with it.
How long was...
Coached 136 games. So that's like a year plus.
Yeah, so he got 2 years, then they owed him three. So that means they would owe him 15.
15. Let's 15, just go 15 okay. there. Hornacek was fired before his contract was up, right?
Yep.
Jeff Hornacek, Knicks contract. He was a 3-year, $15 million contract. So...
He coached 2 seasons, 164 games.
So that's $5 million.
Just $5 million there. Yeah, just a meager $5 million.
Yes.
Anybody else who want to throw in
what
there?
What about Woodson and D'Antoni?
Oh my God.
Yeah, Mike D'Antoni. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Mike D'Antoni. This is insanity. 24 million. He accepted the job. So his was 4 years, $24 million.
Okay.
How many years did he end up coaching? Leagues.
He coached part of 3 seasons, but when did he sign the contract before starting, or was that in the middle?
D'Antoni's contract with the Knicks was for 4 years and a total of $24 million. He accepted the position in...
I'm sorry, I thought you meant Woodson, because Woodson took over for D'Antoni mid-year.
All right, so that means D'Antoni basically coached three of his 4 years.
So three plus. So he coached most of his contracts. So
that'd be $6
million. All right, we'll throw $6 million in there.
Plus six, okay.
And now we want Woodson and Emil in there.
Yeah, Mike Woodson.
Mike Woodson.
Yeah, the only other coach in between those guys and Larry Brown was Isaiah.
Yeah, and that's a whole different thing there. Only 3.4. He would receive the remaining $3.4 million in salary. All right. So there you go.
That's 3.4.
Yeah. So what's the total there?
$141.4 million.
To pay guys out to not coach or be the president of the organization.
That's true.
And we're missing guys, too, by the way.
Isaiah Thomas.
Well, yeah. I mean, and also
and by the way,
Donnie also, Walsh, probably.
And, yeah.
And Perry. Mills, even. I mean, there's
Steve
guys.
Mills?
Yeah, I mean, there's Scott Perry, Steve. There's more guys in there.
Yeah, go back Scott to Checkets.
I don't think Perry and Mills was that much. You know, I would think,
but still,
a couple million here or there.
But still, they're paying them not to be there. $141 million. God.
Now, and I don't know if there were any offsets for any of these guys after they left. Seems like when they left the Knicks, they. They disappeared.
Yeah, a lot of them did. It was a mutual agreement with Donnie Walsh and the Knicks. Ooh, he had a 4-year, $20 million deal. God.
And what about Lenny Wilkins? He coached the 1 year. Did they give him a big contract before? That was right before Larry Brown.
Hold on a second. Lenny Wilkins. Yeah, you're right. Let's see. Lenny Wilkins, Knicks contract buyout.
4 years, $20 million contract.
He had to pay $19 million to Wilkins.
They did. Oh, wow.
19.
So now we're looking at
160. $160 million. God, good one, Fleegs. I had forgotten about Wilkins. Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, so Jerry, if he's listening right now, is probably just, he is smiling from ear to ear. Paid a guy not to play. The Knicks paid $160 million over the last couple of decades.
Hold on for
once. Guys not to work. The Isaiah Thomas, though, is too complicated, isn't it? I mean, think about all the players, too, that were in and out of here, and guys cut, and the money, Jesus. And then you finally get a guy who... restores pride and stability into this organization after all of this, and he's out on his ass. Wild.
Yes. I see Isaiah Thomas here, but it talks about the money that he spent on players.
Yeah.
160 is about 20%, one-fifth of the Juan Soto contract.
To bring it in full circle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. I mean, when you talk about this, you bring up all these things, and then you think about firing Tibbs, it makes it even more insane.
Which means it's got to be the owner. It's got to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I really hope not. I really, really hope not.
It's got to be.
Because if that's the case, then they're absolutely going backwards.
Especially, like, if you are Leon Rose, and you have a great relationship, and you're convinced Jim Dolan to hire Tom Thibodeau in the first place, and you represented Tom Thibodeau before you took this job,
mm-hmm.
How do you sit there and look Tom Thibodeau in the face other than saying, well, look, at least I got you $30 million.
By the way, yeah. Isaiah Thomas,
yeah,
$18 million. They owed him after they fired him.
We're getting close, so now we're up to $178
million. $178
million.
Think about that.
That's higher than the payrolls of how many baseball teams?
Wow.
There's a lot of things you can compare this number to that just, and this is why I said last week when we sat here and we came in and Tom Thibodeau was fired, like, I don't want to go down that here we go again road.
And it feels like it.
Well, just because of what we just put together.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. We're listening to the $178 million that we totaled up of all the coaches and executives that the Knicks were paying not to coach or manage.
Yeah, for the land of coaches that get paid to not coach. Must be nice. How's that working out for you?
$178 million.
It's a good thing you were alive to see that championship.
Yeah.
You might not be alive to see another one.
Well, I was alive and on the radio station during the Isaiah Thomas years, the Phil Jackson years, the Donnie Walls trying to convince LeBron James to come here.
In a wheelchair,
which we felt bad about. It's terrible. Because basically Donnie Walls was all about undoing all the pain and suffering that Isaiah Thomas caused.
Yeah.
That was his job. It was to clean it up and get it right.
They really had done a nice job of getting it right recently. Now we're going to take a U-turn.
Joey's in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey?
Guys, I just pulled out my cable bill. Now I understand what a Thibodeau surcharge is.
Very good, Joey.
Good stuff.
It is insane to think that they gave him he didn't even see one day of the contract extension.
No. No.
Like, nobody, what the hell?
Nobody said a word about
it. And your franchise player loves him. Your dad's
supposedly. Well, you never know.
I mean, he said all the right things.
Quite frankly, nobody's saying anything. That their podcast has gone dark.
That is true.
Nobody from the Knick front office is talking. Certainly James Dolan is not out there talking. And I guess they just don't care that they're, you know, their supporters who have paid millions of dollars for this franchise to go see this franchise, buy all its merchandise, support it, pay all those exorbitant fees for tickets, you know, from streaming rights and cable rights and everything else. You would think that you would want to come out and at least give some sense of what you're doing or why you did what you did.
Are they not required when the season's over to have some sort of...
Adam Silver's doing.
That's what I mean.
I have no idea. You would think that, you know, again, with all the social media access and all the things that are going on out there for all these teams and all these players and coaches sitting up in front of the media, Gio hit it right on the head. If the next coach, whoever it is, whether it be Mike Malone or Budenholzer or Johnny Bryant, is going to just be peppered with questions unless... You know, the Knick PR guys are saying, like, hey, you know, he's not here to talk about what happened before he got here. He's only here to talk about what his future hopes and dreams are.
I don't think there'll be a press conference, though.
There has to be.
I don't think there does. I think they can do one of those invite-onlys and go up there with Alan Hahn or Mike Breen, and that's how they can do the Q&A.
Yeah, I don't understand why the NBA would even allow this. I mean, the NBA is entertainment, just like all the other sports are. And all the other sports, including the NFL, have requirements that the coaches have to speak, that the GMs end up speaking usually during the bye weeks. And then you get the coordinators every couple weeks, whatever that rule is. But the players are made available pretty much every day.
I mean, think about all the stupid interviews they're required to do during the playoffs. A pregame interview with a player, an in-game interview with a coach, and all these silly things that mean nothing. Yet here's an organization that's now all of a sudden back in turmoil because they fired their coach and they're not saying a word about it. And they're allowed to just get away with that.
I was trying to see what Thibodeau did, but it was July of 2020, pandemic year. So they didn't have, which makes sense, obviously.
Ton of faff.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, what's going on elsewhere?
The land of coaches that get paid to not coach.
$178 million.
I know you love that, Jerry.
I just wish I would have thought of it. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
But well, I mean, we've talked about it many years here.
I know. That's more fun. All right, Yankees are Red Sox Sunday night baseball. The two teams split the two games going in, and this was all Boston, specifically in the late innings.
And there's a pitch. Drive deep to right, and that's going to leave the yard. Second deck, eighth row. Rafi Devers, a home run, is 14th.
Only a matter of time, right?
57th run batted in. Another home run for Boston. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth home run this evening.
Yes, it was. Dave Sims, the goal on the Fan.
Did Susan know her mic was on there?
I'm sure she did.
It's just like she was just mumbling in the background.
She gets annoyed.
Yeah.
With these games, especially when you're losing to the Red Sox. That three-run homer, well, that was Devers, but Carlos Narvaez had the go-ahead three-run homer in a five-run sixth inning that chased Carlos Rodon from the start. Wasn't real good in the fifth, and then in the sixth, hit a batter, gave up a hit, then the home run. Here was Rodon. Anything you can point to that was off tonight?
You know, I'll have to look at it. I just looked throughout the week and just looking forward for the next one. So,
yeah. Okay. Here is Aaron Judge. He had two home runs in the loss. Talking about the Narvaez home run. Yeah, that was... That was a big one against us for sure.
Yeah, Narvi's hard worker, great teammate, you know, one of the best we had over here. You know, it's sad to see him go, but excited for the opportunity he's getting right now. You know, he's really doing his thing over there, swinging it well.
But the big home run, Abraham Toro, homer, Rafael Devers, we played, and then Trevor Story, three, were specifically in the last couple of innings that kind of put this game out of reach late, I suppose. Here was Paul Goldschmidt on the positive side of things, watching Judge do what he's doing. 3-for-4, batting average of .396, 23 home runs, 55 RBIs, two more homers last night.
Yeah, I mean, just a great swing, and I mean, but he's been doing it all the time, so it's just, I mean, that's why he's probably the best hitter on the planet right now, and he's been doing it for multiple years too. It's not just like a one night thing. So
not pretty damn good, but it does come in a loss last night. That having been said, the Yankees are still 14 games over 500, 39-25, with a big fat 4.5 game lead atop the AL East on the Rays and the Blue Jays. Yankees will be in Kansas City against the Royals tomorrow. The Mets were in Colorado over the weekend, doing what everybody expected them to do. Pete Alonso having himself a big weekend and a bigger Sunday, as heard on SNY.
And Alonso drives one to deep left field, back toward the corner. It is out of here. Pete Alonso strikes again, his second home run of the day, his 17th home run of the year. Wow. He goes past David Wright into second place all by himself on the Mets' all-time home run list. A two-run shot for Alonso.
And he's now just 9 home runs away from Darryl Strawberry for the franchise lead. That was Gary Cohen with the call. 13-5, the Mets stomped the Rockies, scored a boatload of runs in the 3 games. Jeff McNeil also homered twice. They both drove in 4 runs, combining for 8. Carlos Mendoza knows his team went and took care of business against the 12-win Rockies.
Yeah, it's good to see it. You know we got a good team. We know we got a good lineup. And also understanding that there's going to be ups and downs. You know, there's going to be stretches where it's not going to be easy. And, you know, for us to have a weekend like this, it's pretty special, you know. Good road trip overall.
I would say so.
Special.
Special. Oh, very special when you play a team like the Rockies.
Oh, my God.
Remember I played Alonso a couple of hours ago talking about Soto. Was just gushing about how great he was and how hard he was hitting the ball. 3-for-3, 3 walks. Here was Soto's thoughts of Alonso. Not quite as well thought out, I guess, or not as deep.
He's deep. He's great. Great hitter.
That was it.
That's it?
He's deep. He's great. Great hitter.
He's deep.
That was it.
That's pretty simple.
It was very simple, yes. Here was Tyler McGill, gave you a little bit more on Alonso.
Fantastic. He's playing great baseball right now.
Boring or what?
And he's just continually hitting. It's very good to see. And as a pitcher, I mean, we'd love to have runs on the board.
I would say so.
I mean, who's like in the pantheon of boring? Is it Tyler McGill, Wally Szczerbiak, or Matt Martin? Which one of those guys?
Man, oh man.
Well, even Evans on the Wally Szczerbiak is boring. Remember, I played that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we heard that, yeah.
Who was the third guy you said?
Matt Martin.
Yeah. You know who was boring back in the day, too?
Who?
And he's around, and he's a big part of this Met team. Jeremy Hefner was brutally boring. And Syndergaard was a stiff.
Yeah.
When talking.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys are.
So is Matt Harvey.
I mean, think about it. 80% of these guys are.
Yeah. Matter of fact, most of them.
Yeah. Maybe it's more than 80%. And find me the guy that's exciting. Jazz Chisholm can say some stuff.
Yeah. Yes,
that's about it. I mean, Pete, he's boring.
Pete's goofy, though.
He's goofy, but he's boring.
That's better than boring.
I mean, all of them. Think about the rest of them.
Lindor's okay. You're right. There's not much. Diaz can be fun.
How about the pitcher from the Red Sox?
Dobbins.
Yeah.
He said something.
He let the Yankees have it.
That's right. Take that.
And then they won the game as his team backed them up. By the way, I think I saw this right. In 62 games now, the Mets starters have only given up more than three runs in 4 of them. Is that possible?
I want to say, is the entire Met starting pitching staff under 3 when it comes to ERA?
I don't think so. The entire staff?
No, McGill.
McGill's 3.7. There you go. Yeah, but the other 4 are. Look at that. Senga at that 1.5.
Maybe at one point yesterday, McGill's. No. Well,
if Senga would cut down on the walks, he would be even better than he is.
Fleek said collective starters ERA is under 3.
Right, okay. But not all 5. Fair enough. And then Manaea and Montas at some point. We shall see. Phillies lost to the Pirates 2-1. Phillies have lost 5 in a row, 9 of 10. And the Braves have lost 7 straight as they lost to the Giants 4-3. Meantime, you have the Tigers shutting out the Cubs 4-0 along the way in the 5th inning.
He lays it in there or so. Strike 3. Oh, boy. That's all for Nico Hoerner. He's out of the game. Here comes Craig Counsell.
All right, so the Cubs infielder gets tossed. What do you think were the magic words that Hoerner, and the strike 3 was, it was not a good pitch. I mean, it was close, but it wasn't a good pitch.
I mean,
you can.
Is it not? I mean, is it not a curse word?
I'm asking you, what do you think?
I'm going to say it was
because he was run very quickly.
I'm going to say it was the longer of the C words.
What do you? That's wrong. What do you think, Boomer? What do you think got him run?
Are you blind?
You know what? You're closer than he is. And this is true. He was asked what he said, and here was the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's really that often you can verbatim say to the press afterwards, like, what got you thrown out? So I said, you're having a really bad day.
And that is true because there's a hot mic that you can't really hear it unless you have headphones on. But if you do, he literally turns to the umpire and he goes, you're having a bad day. And that umpire throws him out.
Wow.
Yes, he got
clearly was having a bad day.
Yes, he was. So Tigers wind up shutting them out 4-0. All right, back to the NBA, the land where teams coaches or pay coaches to not coach. That's the Knicks. The Thunder and Pacers, though, do not have that problem right now. And the Thunder even things up at a game apiece.
Shea in the backcourt, hounded by Shepherd. Behind the back dribbles twice. Works it up the left sideline to activate the attack. Hand check by Shepherd, 30 feet from the bucket. Straight away, crosses over, snaking right, elevates in face, 13-foot jumper on the way, nothing but net, 29 for SGA, working Shepherd that time, 109-87, Thunder at 48% shooting in game two, brilliant.
That was, how long was that?
I don't know, you want to play the whole fourth quarter while we're at it?
I don't cut these highlights, man. And quite frankly, I'm mired here in someone's stink as I'm sitting.
Oh, really?
I can't breathe.
I'm not downwind right now. I was earlier.
What is it wrong with you? Smells like socks.
No, ass is what it smells like.
God. Norwegian ass.
God. It's a new candle smell.
Oh, my Lord.
That's lovely.
Make that into soap.
The Thunder win 123-107.
Sydney Sweeney in her bath soap.
Yeah. Do you believe that, though? It's actually her bath water in there. It can't be. I mean, it's a great gimmick, but that seems a little much.
I mean, how many baths would she have to take to make how many bars of soap?
How many cows and pigs and bars of soap are in the world?
Oh, my God. Here was Jalen Williams. He had 19 points, but he was asked more so about the veteran, Alex Caruso, who had 20 points. They had a whole bunch of guys scoring in this game. Wasn't the biggest of compliments, if you will, when asked about his teammate.
I'm sure there have been times where drills, scrimmages, whatever, where you guys have been on opposite teams. What is that feeling like when you have to dribble and Alex Caruso is right in front of you?
Oh, no, I'd be frying AC, so I don't really know.
I guess it's not that good. I don't know.
I've been frying AC.
Here was Tyrese Halliburton.
You know, I'm going to use that. What's it like sitting next to Boomer when you guys are talking about sports? Wow, I'd be frying BE.
Here was Halliburton. He knows he has not played well early in games so far.
I think I've had two really poor first halves. So, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. Kudos to them. They're a great defensive team.
Yes, they are.
He goes the captain clutch to zero now all of a sudden.
Well, still clutch in game one, but didn't do anything in the first half. Here was Kendrick Perkins on ESPN. So I guess we can expect him to have a big night in Indiana, right? Perkins says, nope.
I don't believe he can, to be honest with you. I mean, we have to talk. We have to think of who we are talking about right now. We're talking about one of the best defensive teams in NBA history.
How about that? They're that good, I guess. I knew they were good. I didn't think they were that good. And then Richard Jefferson went on to talk about how he's just padding stats by scoring late. So be it. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Florida. Panthers and Oilers tied 1-1. I pulled up for you the game winner in the double overtime. Okay. Because the Panthers radio call is very good. This was the Brad Marchand goal that evened things up the other night.
One in the zone is Marchand. Pass ahead. One down Marchand. A breakaway. Here's in Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game 2. 5-4. series is tied in a game apiece.
Former athlete, more fun to win in front of your home crowd or to silence a crowd like that?
Oh, I think this is amazing. And this was his second breakaway in this game, and both won five hole for those people who don't know what that means, right between the legs of the goalie, Stuart Skinner. And to do that on the road in overtime, there's nothing like it.
Pretty good. And then lastly for you, Ian Rappaport reporting that the Packers are releasing cornerback Jair Alexander today.
Yeah, it's a big one. Still has a lot of football left in him. It's just a cap casualty. They tried to trade him, but I think the GMs were sharp enough to realize that they wouldn't be able to keep him.
Anyway, no word on Jalen Ramsey either from the Miami Dolphins.
Not yet. The only good news, though, I think for Packer fans, they found out that Jim Dolan is going to pay the rest of his salary.
Very good, Jerry. Yeah,
see you next time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I was just watching the first cut of what is going to be a digital series done by Golf Magazine and Golf.com when they showed up to West Sable County course, where we do our beers on the back nine. We get the first tee time of the back nine at West Sable, and there's 24 of us in play, and they showed up with all these cameras and drones, and I was just watching it. I mean, the production quality is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. They did a great job. And I, you know, watching it, listening to your guys, I don't know all your guys. I know some of your guys. But every guy that they talked to almost said, hey, you know, I get my golf in. I get the breakfast. I bring it home. The kids just wake up when I get there. Yeah. They're making a sacrifice to go play golf at 6 o'clock in the morning, which I think is great. I mean, I think it's awesome. And it looks really funny. Because you got a bunch of characters that you play golf with on Sunday morning.
And I only got through half of it. I can't wait to see the rest. And I'll let you know when it's out there and available to watch. It's a 3-part series on golf on Long Island leading up to the Ryder Cup. And they're actually going to be coming in Wednesday to just talk to us in the studio and get a little bit of, I guess, B-roll.
So B-roll. Okay,
pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. All right, let's go to Dan and Carteret's joining us this morning. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, I had to weigh in on this cows and beef topic, even though I know I'm like 30 minutes behind because I was busy. So I'm listening on Rewind on the Odyssey app.
All right, go for it. Let's hear it.
All right, this has been like something I've talked about and thought about since my 20s, and I'm 48 now, and it just doesn't add up, even though you guys are saying the numbers. You got approximately 340 million people in the country. I think you said 900,000 cows.
Yes, 900,000 cows a day were slaughtered, is what Jerry said.
A day, right. And you're saying that they crank out 300, 400 burgers. It really doesn't add up. I'm lockstep with Boomer's thought process and ours. I mean, I understand that there's, out of the 340 million people, you know, there's babies, they're not eating hamburgers. You got, you know, some Spike Eskins out there, skinny vegan hipster bleeps, so they're not eating hamburgers. But, you know, I mean, it just doesn't add up. The cow has to grow to a full-size cow. They slaughter calves for veal. It takes a while for the cow to grow to a full-size cow. It's not like chickens where there's a gazillion of them and they grow faster and they're smaller and you can pump out all the chicken. It doesn't add up. Bolognese, hamburger meat, other things they use hamburger meat for, chopped meat. And then, you know, it's like, doesn't add up.
So, Dan, I ask you the same question I asked Boomer. So if it doesn't add up, then how are we getting all this meat?
We are in a matrix, and it's all genetically produced, and we're all in a dream world.
We're all in a dream world?
I don't know what
you're in a dream world. You've been living in a dream world for about 45 years now, for God's sake.
I don't know what the answer is, but it doesn't add up. I don't see, with the amount of people we have, how they can crank out that much beef when it takes a while for the cow to grow to a full-size cow before they can slaughter it to get all the meat out of it.
All right, Dan. Well, I mean, we are still awaiting an answer from one man who created an empire when it comes to food in this area. And he has not gotten back to us with an answer on this, but that's Joe Guerrero of Citarella. So we'll see what he has to say.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of meat.
He does have a lot of meat.
And his Citarella Ultimate Burger has three meats.
Three meats in it.
Pork, veal, and beef.
Is he going to start sending us stuff again like he did last couple summers?
Those tomahawk ribeyes
are the most delicious things in the world. I'll take a couple of those.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will.
You want to put me on a group text with him?
Especially now. With your Chef IQ sense.
That's right. More on
now,
that later.
You have the thicker the steak, the more important that Chef IQ sense I have found out.
No, of course. 100%. Because you really can't tell, like with those regular thermometers, you got to put that probe right in the middle of that bad boy. And then there you go. Chef IQ sense. Let's go to Flavio in Hawthorne. What's going on, Flavio?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And by the way, the Chef IQ sense is phenomenal.
Yeah, you want to
make a brisket. You want that thing to cook for about 8-10 hours. You've got that Chef IQ sense in there. You look at your phone, and your mouth starts watering when you see you got about 20 minutes left. Phenomenal.
There you go, Flavio. I'm glad that you got one. What else is on your mind today?
Well, I got just to touch on this Thibodeau thing. This is the dumbest move in all of sports. And it's 100% Dolan's decision. And I'm going to tell you why. Because no one if you're the owner of an organization, of a company, I don't care if you own a Girl Scout cookie stand, you're not going to have somebody that's going to come up to you and say, hey, listen, I know he brought us to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I think we should let him go, but still pay him $30 million, even though we have nobody else that we're thinking about to manage this team. What owner in their right mind would do this? Is totally an ego decision, and I'm going to tell you why. Because here's a guy that inherited all this money and these businesses from his daddy. He has never built anything himself other than that stupid sphere in Las Vegas. And if you're going to build a team, look at that would be like someone coming up to Cohen and saying, hey, listen, you know, even though he brought us to the NLCS, we didn't win. We think you should fire Mendoza. No, what did he do? He opened up his purse and he took out some money and he put it all on a player that's going to bring him to the World Series this year. And that's what Dolan should have done. He should have said, why would I waste the $30 million? Why don't we take the $30 million and bring a player that's going to complement this team that Thibodeau could use to take them to the finals?
Yeah, Flavio, very good call. And I agree with almost everything that you're saying. I just don't know for a fact if it was Dolan. I know that Boomer has made some good points on why it probably is. But I am just hoping that it's not. And this was a situation where management with Leon Rose and World Wide West, along with the players, were like, listen, we can't change this roster, so we're going to have to do something to try to get to the next level. It might not be popular, but it's going to be ruthless, and we got to do it. I'm choosing right now to not believe that Jim Dolan is meddling so much that he made a decision above the heads of everybody else in the organization. Now, you're telling me that Leon Rose and everybody else, from World Wide West to Rojas to whomever, and all the players wanted Tibbs back, and Jim Dolan said no? Or was this, like, building?
Just remember, Jim Dolan and Leon Rose sat in there with the player exit interviews. I don't know how many guys they listened to. I don't know if they talked to everybody on the roster. I'm assuming they talked to at least the five starters. Maybe they went seven deep. Who knows? And there must have been a reoccurring theme for Jim Dolan to do this. Because I don't think Leon Rose would have done this to his buddy. I really don't. I think he gave him a $30 million contract extension, which basically kind of lessens the sting, if you will, if you're firing your buddy and saying, look, man, I'm firing you, but I gave you a three-year contract extension. So something must have been said in these meetings for Jim Dolan to react the way that he did. And quite frankly, you know, the Sphere, by the way, again, I don't want to be like a PSA for the Sphere. The thing is amazing, and it was a dream of his to make, like, perfect sound, to match it with video, and to give you an experience like you have never, ever seen before. And that's what he's done, and he's building another one. That's how successful this is. So, and there may be a few more others built in other countries. But, I know that he has messed up the Knicks, and I've said that since I've sat here, since 2007. I went through the Isaiah Thomas years. I went through the Donnie Walsh years. I went through the Phil Jackson years. And then finally, I thought we came out of it. And I was one of those Knicks fans that basically stopped watching because it wasn't fun. And the money was being wasted. And I felt like he was being taken advantage of. And finally, I felt like he got a coach that wasn't taking advantage of him. He got a coach. And by the way, who didn't sit the players, who didn't load management. You know, he actually played the players because they're paid to play. And now all of a sudden I feel like here we go again. And I just hope that whoever they hire as a caretaker, as the coach, is able to bring his own coaching staff in and doesn't have to deal with coaches that are left behind that are close to front office people, because that never creates a good culture.
Yep. Snakes in the grass, as you like
to
call.
And I think that's what, like, I'm going to go back to Aaron Glenn and what he's doing with the Jets. Remember when they were offering everybody buyouts and then they culled part of the organization? They wanted to keep the people that they knew were going to be all in, that we're not going to be negative, that we're not going to be leaks. And they had to clean all that crap out. And Aaron learned from Bill Parcells how to do that. And I'm sure Bill Parcells and Aaron are still talking to this day. And good for Aaron to lean on somebody that has had success not only within the NFL, but it's had success with a number of different organizations and owner types, including Bob Kraft, Jerry Jones, and Woody Johnson.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.